It's 444 on downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. Eric Meehan joining us here in studio this afternoon. We've got much of the Hammond Street delegation. Bob was here.
Absolutely.
It's great.
And the other thing about it is we both actually know what the first movie is in the question.
Yes.
Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Greater Bangor Metropolitan Area. I've met many of you. I know you are just as geeky as I am
yes.
out there. Wasn't there a comic book convention this weekend? And
yeah.
Tool's coming. If you like Tool, you've got to be at least quasi-geeky.
Right.
I love Tool, and I also love this particular movie franchise.
Mm.
So, crazy. And also, Rip Roger Moore, because that's another one. Speaking
yeah.
of movie franchises, man, he was my Bond growing up.
Yeah, I liked him a lot as Bond. He was a funny Bond.
Not my favorite.
No, nope.
But my, you know, Timothy Dalton was my favorite, and everybody's gonna be like, who?
Timothy Dalton was your favorite?
Two movies. Well, I was a cellist,
and
Living Daylights came out, and you know, cute cellist with the girl from Wonder Years, and
yeah.
It was good, and it was cool. Great Aston Martin in that one. Great Aston Martin with a ski package. So yeah, that was it. I don't know. What can I tell you?
Loved is the openings and the stunts during the Roger Moore years went completely over the top.
Ludicrous. Well, yeah. Actually, and somebody posted, like, yeah, the best opening was, you know, only Roger Moore can make, like, a mustard ski suit look good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. They're great.
They were bizarre. Moonraker, one of the more bizarre
Jaws, one of the more bizarre villain turned friend.
Yeah.
Is he a friend of downtown? That would somebody I could easily see, like, you interview.
He's dead.
Well, that would be an easy interview.
Well, we can still get him back
I mean,
on,
it wouldn't be very interesting, but I mean.
Not be the first dead guy we've talked to here. Question about that.
Oh, my gosh.
What's happening in the world of wine this week, sir?
Well, we're still in Appalachianville. We're coming over to the new world by way of the old world this week. We're going to be kind of talking about, well, I wanted to talk about single vineyards and what single vineyards mean. So we've been sort of talking about what makes certain parcels of land very special. We talked about Burgundy and Chablis, and we've talked about Champagne and all these other places, and understand that all these well-known areas of viticulture throughout the world all have their own special microclimates, and various people have decided over the years that they're worth, you know, sectioning off, fencing off, delimiting, and saying, you know, these are particularly good, and here's why. Now, one of the interesting single vineyard phenomenon in the new world as opposed to the old world, in the old world, they like to take a lot of these single little tiny patches, these vineyards, and sometimes they're tiny, sometimes they're several acres large, and saying this one is better, literally better. It's not just distinct, but it's better than this one. And that's how you get the various cru designations in Burgundy. And this is a premier cru, this is a grand cru, this is, you know, specialer than this. And sometimes, very often, that has to do with maybe the particular degree at which the vineyard sits, or the height, or whatever it is that makes those particularly, you know, the grapes that grow in that soil, particularly special. In America, the first single vineyard designation was given to Martha's Vineyard, not the place off of Massachusetts, but Martha's Vineyard, which is in Sonoma, owned by the Heights family, and that was in 1966. And for a lot of reasons, we call them AVAs, American Viticultural Areas. We have not taken to ranking them like a lot of the European vineyards, and I think that's primarily due, frankly, to time. I mean, if 1966 was the first single vineyard designation in America, and you take into consideration that a lot of the famed Burgundy vineyards have been producing wines for hundreds of years, there's definitely obviously a serious difference there, and it's very tough to say this is better than this is better than this is better than this, because, well, also, a lot of single vineyards in America aren't owned and produced or you know, used by one winemaking family. Very often, single vineyards aren't even owned by winemakers themselves. They're owned by families that perhaps for several generations have actually grown grapes, and that's their gig. And indeed, the wine that we're trying today is from the Northridge Vineyard on the Waluka Slope in Washington. We'll talk a little bit about that. But it's owned by a family, and it is the grapes are bought by many famous winemakers. In this case, this is Charles Smith. Many of you may know the Kung Fu Girl Riesling, the Velvet Devil Merlot, things like that. This is a project of his, and he's gone and sourced out many very good vineyards in the Washington State region, and come away liking these a lot. Now, what we're drinking today, and what sort of has made its mark in America, and we've talked a lot about this, is the Zinfandel grape. That is really the first important Vitis vinifera. So the designation for the type of grapes that we kind of tend to like to drink wine that are made out of. So the Zinfandel grape that's been in America for at least 150 years that we can prove, and probably before that. And it came over from, actually it's originally from Croatia. And we've talked a little bit about the fact that if you go down into the boot of Italy, you'll find the same grape. It's called Primitivo there. And a lot of you have had Primitivo either on vacations to Italy or in some of our better Italian restaurants here. And so what's kind of interesting is these guys in, I believe it was 2003, a lot of the vineyards in Washington don't go back all that long. So when I say how old some of these vines are, it's not going to sound very long. But I think in 2003, these guys planted the Northridge Vineyard. The Wiluka Slope is kind of an interesting thing. So if you go inland in Washington, many of you probably know that much of it is actually very desert-like once you get over the mountain range. And the Columbia River kind of comes in and snakes down and then goes continues east. And where it kind of snakes down and continues east, just north of that, there's this long, beautiful ridge that's all, strangely enough, at about an 8-degree pitch, very gentle, very nice, and exposed to the south, and that is the Wiluka Slope. So it's a pretty big area, and it has been designated, you know, in and of itself. And then again, we get smaller it's pretty big, 92-acre Northridge Vineyard. So this is one particular little patch of this slope, which is in itself a kind of little patch of earth. That we think is particularly great. What they did is they planted Primitivo clipping. So yes, it's Zinfandel. No, it's not Zinfandel, because just to remind you all, grapes are very mutatable. So if they're just within one generation down in the southern, you know, boot of Italy, they're going to become a little bit different, maybe a little bit bigger versus smaller Zinfandel plantings, or, you know, this or that. They're just going to be slightly different. They're going to taste different. They're going to be different. So they took something that has a long history in America and then a very short history in America and sort of mashed them up. Now we're going to see what it is and what it turned into. This is a Charles Smith. He has three different wines under this Casa Smith designation. This is his Primitivo. I quite like it. It drinks kind of like you'd expect a Zinfandel to drink. It has a lot of very dark-toned fruit, a little kind of brambly, and a little bit of spice to it. Really, really excellent. And I think it'd be top-notch with a lot of, you know, roasted meats and things like mm-hmm. that, or burgers on the grill. Which reminds me, I should do a quick shout-out to my daughter, who yes. is turning 7 today. Wow. And God bless her, she requested for her birthday dinner cheeseburgers and homemade french fries, which I am more than happy to oblige, because that's like daddy's favorite thing. So happy birthday, Nella. And we'll be drinking a 2010 vintage of something or other tonight, no doubt, in honor of her. I also wanted to mention, while I do have a minute or two left, that we have done our tasting for this month. So if you missed it, I'm sorry. But we are planning a really good tasting for June 15th, which will be the third Thursday of June. And in June, we are going to start our annual world tour with France and Germany. So do come out on June 15th to taste some of the exciting new wines that are coming out of there. We have some killer rosés coming out of Germany that I hope are there in time for that. And it is finally, absolutely, officially rosé season. So if you're not drinking pink, you're doing it wrong. And we have...
Drink more rosé.
Drink more rosé. We have at least 15 or 16 really nice ones in the store right now. We're turning one of our middle displays entirely pink, and it's really, really excellent. So do come out and try those.
And you're partnering with Bob on the 13th.
That's right. Oh my goodness, so many things. Yeah, and thank you, Bob, for mentioning to all of you out there in Radio Land. Still, come on down Hammond Street. If it takes you a little bit, or we have to find a parking spot for you, the city is going to be very accommodating. So still, come on down to Novio's and Brahma and Fiddlehead, and of course your buddies at Bangor Wine and Cheese. And yeah, we're going to be doing Japanese dinner with Bob, the Hitachino beers, I think, and some sakes. And of course, Dustin has trained under a very, very talented chef who herself is Japanese, spent I think at least 10 years in Japan. So it's going to be knockout good. And yeah, I'm forgetting everything. I don't know. I'm just running around like a madman. I got to go pick up my son and make some burgers. So yeah, thanks everybody.